March 4, Calvary, God's crowning work. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John 4:10. The love of God was Christ's theme when speaking of his mission and his work. Therefore doth my Father love me, he says, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. John 10:17. My Father loves you with a love so unbounded that he loves me the more because I have given my life to redeem you. He loves you and he loves me more because I love you and give my life for you. Well did the disciples understand this love as they saw their Savior enduring shame, reproach, doubt, and betrayal, as they saw his agony in the garden and his death on Calvary's cross. This is a love the depth of which no sounding can ever fathom. As the disciples comprehended it, as their perception took hold of God's divine compassion, they realized that there is a sense in which the sufferings of the Son were the sufferings of the Father. When our Redeemer consented to take the cup of suffering in order to save sinners, his capacity for suffering was the only limitation to his suffering. By dying in our behalf, he gave an equivalent for our debt. Thus he removed from God all charge of lessening the guilt of sin. By virtue of my oneness with the Father, he says, my suffering and death enable me to pay the penalty of sin. By my death, a restraint is removed from his love. His grace can act with unbounded efficiency. Christ is our Redeemer. He is the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. He is the fountain in which we may be washed and cleansed from all impurity. He is the costly sacrifice that has been given for the reconciliation of man. The universe of heaven, the worlds unfallen, the fallen world, and the confederacy of evil cannot say that God could do more for the salvation of man than he has done. Never can his gift be surpassed. Never can he display a richer depth of love. Calvary represents his crowning work. It is man's part to respond to his great love by appropriating the great salvation the blessing of the Lord has made it possible for man to obtain.